Salut à tous et à toutes, bienvenue à l'écoute de Groove Makers pour un mix intitulé aujourd'hui Heavy Boop Funk. Pas mal d'instrumentaux pour le mix d'aujourd'hui, du bon vieux raw funk, quelques bons vieux trucs old school, quelques bons vieux classiques, quelques curiosités aussi, enfin un mélange un peu de tout ça. On commencera avec Bootsy Phelps and the Complete Strangers avec Funny You Thing Part 1. Il y aura aussi les Herculoid, les Black Nasty aussi, avec le titre Getting Funky Run Here. Il y aura Ernest Skyper and the Flag and the Boys avec Shotgun Joe Part 1 and 2. Léon Mitchington aussi avec Street Scene, morceau que j'ai déjà programmé mais j'adore, donc je le repasse un peu à toutes les sauces. Jerry Woo avec Funky Charge, Wesson de Herdels, incontournable avec le titre Blackout. Un très bon album de Night Litters avec les Morning Moon, avec le titre Tanga Boo Gang. Voilà, un très bon album de Morning Moon et de Night Litters, à conseiller chaudement. Et puis aussi de Fabulous Cunts sur leur très bon album unique de 1969 qui s'appelle John John avec le titre Girls from Kenya, qui n'est pas leur tube mais que j'aime beaucoup aussi. Je passerai sûrement Dirty Red qui est un de leurs grands classiques. Il y aura aussi les Mohawks avec Heavy Booper, les Rappers avec Knuckleberry Beast. Camille Bob aussi avec Bros Brown, Lunar Funk aussi, ça c'est un bon petit 45 tours de 1972 avec Mr. Penguin, Timmy Rogers avec Super Soul Brothers, les New Process avec More Mess on My Thing, et puis les Smoking Shade of Black avec Greasing Wells, suivi de l'incontournable Lee Dorsey à qui on doit tant de tubes. Là c'est un morceau de 1970 qui était tiré de son album qui s'appelle Yes Weekend, et c'est le titre que je vais passer, c'est Gator Tales, une grosse tuerie de Lee Dorsey, ce musicien qui a influencé toute la scène soul New Orléanaise. Mais on commence tout de suite avec Bootsy Phelps and the Complete Stranger, Fun If You Thing. Just have a little fun.
Oh yes, listen to this. Get ready to tell you about a story about the street scene. Right down the East Tech Freeway. Little bitty inner city boys out in the street. All they're getting is some hard tied feet. Tell you about the street scene. Tell you about times of these. Every day they go to school, talk about the golden rule. Then back home to Judson Street, where mama tries to make ends meet. Talking about the street scene, talking about the beat scene. He grows up and wants to be a man, but the system failed to give him a plan. Heads turn slowly wherever he goes. He's a man and he damn well knows. He's back to the street scene, back to the beat scene. Yes, street scene. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. I want to talk to you about a man called Brother Brown. A gambling man, raised a whole lot of sand. Now the man's got a family, a wife and 9 children. The only thing they have to eat each and every day is a bowl of chili. Now he leaves home on Mondays and don't come back till Sunday. He's been around, I'm talking about a man called Brother Brown. Is that the way to treat a woman? Well, as myself, if he's hurt anybody, it's only been himself. Now the man's got a hang up, and there's no doubt. He goes out hustling and leave his family to do without. Now Brother Brown think he's got his stuff together. He's supposed to be a gambling man, raised in a whole lot of sand. Look here. Is that the way to treat a woman? Do what you doing? Think about your wife and your children. Brother Brown, get right. Get right. Brother Brown.
super soul brother. And I'm gonna tell you all about the history of soul. Soul is a deep feeling down inside you. Once you get it, you know you got it. It keeps going around and around and around inside your body. It never stops. Black people call this feeling soul. White people call it acid indigestion. Oh yeah! But there's nothing new about soul. Soul has been here since the beginning of time. As a matter of fact, the first caveman was a soul brother. Who else would kill a dinosaur and barbecue the ribs? And old Christopher Columbus had to be a soul brother. That's why Queen Isabella said to Christopher, go to India and bring back some spices. Without salt and pepper, these chitlins don't taste like nothing. Woo! Oh yeah! And old Benjamin Franklin had to be a soul brother. One day he said to his granddaughter, Aretha, he said, stop that singing and help me get this kite in the air. Very famous soul inventors too. Eli Whitney invented the first cotton gin so all of his soul brothers could stop picking it and start drinking it. Woo! And Marconi had to be a soul brother. He invented the first radio. And what an exciting moment that must have been when Marconi leaned over, turned on the switch, and heard words. Holy mackerel there, Andy, it's the kingfish. Woo! And in conclusion, we're going to have the first soul comic book hero. Faster than George Wallace on a bicycle going through Harlem. Able to leap over a restricted neighborhood in a single bound. More powerful than Harry Belafonte's bank book. New York, look up at the sky, flying over 125th Street and 7th Avenue. It's a bird, it's a plane, it's Super Soul Brother, who in reality is meek, mild-mannered Clark Dark, a reporter from Ebony Magazine. Stepping into a nearby phone booth, he takes off his 8-button Edwardian suit, climbs into his bell-bottom leotards, puts on his black panther skin cape and alligator shoes, and says the magic word that gives him superpower. Afro! A for Adam Clayton Powell. F for freedom. R for Ray Charles. And O for, oh yeah! And folks, that was a history of soul. Told to you by Super Soul Brother. Woo! Oh yeah! We'll be right back.
Avec le mythique Lee Dorsey, avec le titre Gutter Tales. Si le mix Heavy Boop of Funk vous a plu, n'hésitez pas à le podcaster et à choper éventuellement quelques petites infos supplémentaires sur la playlist qui est des fois effectivement pas toujours complète. Hein, j'oublie des fois peut-être un ou deux artistes dans l'empressement. Donc n'hésitez pas à aller faire un petit tour sur le site pour voir de quoi il retourne, pour choper la playlist au complet et quelques pochettes de disques. Voilà, je vous dis à tous, à tout bientôt. En tout cas, j'espère à la semaine prochaine. Ciao, ciao.